In this video, we keep talking about manufacturing and product costs. These are the costs that are incurred in the production process. They can be divided into direct and indirect costs. The basis of this classification is whether the costs can be attributed to a specific product and service or not. Direct costs are manufacturing costs that can be allocated to a particular cost object without big effort. They are easily traceable to a particular product or service. Typical examples are direct materials and direct labor. Indirect costs, known as factory overheads, are manufacturing costs that are incurred in the course of making multiple products or services. For that reason, they cannot be accurately identified with a particular cost object, and they are difficult to trace to a specific product unit. Here we can give the following examples. Factory rent. Insurance of factory buildings and equipment. Depreciation of factory building and equipment. Utilities in the factory building and maintenance of the factory equipment. Here we should mention two more terms. And these are prime cost and conversion cost. Prime cost equals direct materials plus direct labor. Conversion cost equals direct labor plus manufacturing overheads. To understand the concept of direct and indirect costs, we can use the example from the previous video. We suppose you sell pieces of silver jewelry. Silver is a typical direct material. You can easily trace the quantity used for each piece of jewelry. To calculate the direct silver cost, you should just multiply the quantity of silver used in one piece of jewelry by the price of one unit of silver. When it comes to labor, it can be a bit tricky. It is important to clarify the way you pay your employees. If you pay them on the basis of units produced, then their remuneration will be a direct labor cost for you. But if you pay your employees a fixed monthly salary, you will have indirect labor cost and it would be more difficult to assign it to each piece of jewelry. Before you start assigning the labor cost between the units produced, you should choose the best cost driver that you will use as a base to assign the labor cost. The tools that you use in the process of creating your jewelry have some price. The price that you paid for each tool should be assigned as part of the jewelry cost in the form of depreciation. But the depreciation of factory equipment is an indirect cost and is not traceable. This means you don't know what part of the price should be assigned to the different pieces of jewelry. You need to find the most suitable cost driver and use it as a basis for cost allocation. The way you classify and allocate your business direct and indirect costs defines how well you manage your business and how good your business decisions are. Therefore, you need to be very careful.